You're about to listen to the first experimental season of our show, formerly called NatOne Presents the Podcast. For better audio quality and our current ongoing D&D campaign, skip ahead to Season 2 featuring the Daft Monks.
On this episode of NatOne Presents.
I'm sorry, I'm still crying, but please go ahead and ask me if you want my family member's kidneys for fun.
So if not I already have fun, it on my card, do they still call and ask? Because I thought they just assume. They're like, oh, fuck, don't even try to save this guy. Fucking cut him open like a tauntaun and let's start ripping shit out.
Adventure. Heartwarming stories. Role-playing that could only be seen by the gods. Here at Nat One Presents, you get all that and more. Now join us as we start another epic tale of
Just kidding. This is Nat One Presents, a tabletop role-playing game podcast that takes your favorite nerdy games and pop culture icons and ruins them with improv.
Hello and welcome to Nat One, the podcast. Today we have a special episode of I Call Shenanigans. First of all, where is Nate? Due to unforeseen circumstances, Nate cannot be here today, so instead we have basically a cloned version of him in female form. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Stephanie. Nice to meet you. What's up?
Stephanie is here today because Nate has better things to do, he said. So we're going to move along with this special Nat One Presents I Call Shenanigans. But before we get started, I just want to say thank you to all the patrons out there who are giving us the dollar. And for those of you, it doesn't matter on the Patreon right now because you're already paying the dollar to see the video. But if you could see the video, you could see our beautiful business cards on the table. Look at that. Fucking beautiful.
Wow.
I know you're impressed. The stranger sitting next to me is impressed. And so thank you for your support on Patreon and for understanding that it is just a dollar. What else do we got? Chinese New Year's coming up. What's your Chinese animal sign thingy deal?
I am an ox.
So what's that mean, though?
I think it means I'm stubborn.
Okay. That makes sense, because oxes are stubborn. I've never really dealt with an ox or anything. So I'm a dragon, and I'm sure nobody on Earth has ever dealt with a dragon, so I don't know where they're coming up with this stuff.
Well, I mean, like Kanye says, that dragon energy.
I get that. Okay, so let's move along. Now, before Nate left us, because he basically runs the show and I just make funny voices and look handsome on the camera, which those of you listening to the podcast should really pay that dollar to see me on camera. It's worth the dollar, I'd say. Mm-hmm. He left us a list of things to do, and we're going to go through that in our episode of I Call Shenanigans. Now, first things first, we're going to talk about the lack of realism in movies. Now, the first thing I brought up to this was fight scenes in movies. We've all seen it. There's one hero and probably 652 bad guys, and they all take turns fighting the hero. Like, and you see it, and it's awful. The last movie I watched was, what was the Harley Quinn movie, the Birds of Prey one? And you see them in the background, like, shaking their shoulders, like, getting ready. Like, oh, as soon as that guy gets his ass kicked, I'm going to jump in there and kick her ass this time, you know? Like, something different's going to happen for me because I'm going to wait my turn. And then, like, some in the real bad movies, you see him stumble a little bit, too. Like, one guy's like, oh, is it my turn? He jumps in, but another guy jumps in. He's like, oh, I better hold back, you know? Like, you see that, right? Yes. Like, you see it in movies? Like, how does that make you feel instantly as soon as you see it? Because me, it, like, boils me with anger, and it's just not realistic, and I don't appreciate it, and I call shenanigans.
I think that it's, I mean, honestly, I have no way to justify it other than maybe it's just too much action. It's just too much for one
person. Like this henchman like signed up on his job. He's like, hey man, it's an easy gig. All you gotta do is follow this guy around. Nothing really happens, you know? And then all of a sudden like fucking Kill Bill lady shows up, the bride. And like, kills everybody. Like, I didn't sign up for this, right?
Yes, I love that. Okay. That's a good example.
Okay. I could see that. Yes. Like, he's like, oh, man, okay.
But the lights turn off and then, you know.
Right. I can see that totally. Like, okay, I'm going to hold back because maybe that guy's going to get her. Mm-hmm. And then I really don't have to do anything.
Respect the drip. Let him do it.
Yeah, I get that. And but it happens in every single action movie. Like, you see it all the time. You think they would come up with something better. I think it originally started with the Frank Dukes. Do you know that whole story?
No.
Okay, so the Frank Dukes thing, he was the guy in Bloodsport. Have you seen that with Jean-Claude Van Damme? Mm-mm. Well, Jesus fucking Christ, Nate, who are you bringing me on this show? Okay, so Bloodsport, the action movie, was supposed to be a real life kind of take on the Kumite overseas. Mm-hmm. But then it come to find out Frank Dukes was a total sham and he made all that shit up. You know what I'm talking about? Your man knows what I'm talking about.
He knows more.
You know what? Switch places.
You want to switch? All right. No. Tap in.
So he made all this shit up, and then, but people believed it. And I think he started this whole choreography thing of like, okay, one at a time, because mm-hmm. that's how I fight, one guy at a time. And then, like, apparently nobody's thought to change it yet.
Because that doesn't happen in real life.
Right. I've seen fights in real life, and it's always like, if it is six dudes against one guy, that one guy's going down, and he's going down fast. And then everybody's mm-hmm. taking turns river dancing on his fucking face. And it's not enjoyable. It's not fun to watch. Like an action movie is like, ooh, I feel bad. Like I would jump in, but I don't want those six guys.
Well, maybe that's how they feel. Maybe they're like, I don't want to jump in because I'll get my ass kicked too. And then they decide they're like, okay, I guess he's out. So I will jump in.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Right. Because like, the only other thing I could think about was like, okay, I'm going to jump in and swing a punch, but I don't want to hit my friend. You know, like, but then do they really care that much?
I don't want to hit my friend. Are they really friends if they're henchmen co-workers?
They work together day and night. It could happen. You
not
know?
Everyone that works together is friends.
Ain't
sometimes
that the truth?
Do happen.
Kyle knows. he's watching this, I'm sure. Okay. So I think I've exhausted myself on this.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about the scene you brought up. What or what you wanted to bring to our lack of realism in movies slash television.
Death in movies and TV versus reality. So if you watch movies and you see TV, whatever, you're like, okay, this person died and that's it. Like next you see like the funeral. Mm-hmm. There's no in between really, unless it's like CSI or something.
Right.
You know, like this autopsy stuff.
Right. The guy's got to put on his glasses and
but
shit.
But like the family, you just see them like, oh, they're dead. And now the family's at the funeral crying like. Nothing else really has like been shown.
Right.
Nobody talks about like, yeah, somebody's got to come pick up that dead body. Then somebody has to say, oh, it was like natural death or not a natural death. They take that body to a morgue and then you have to pay mm-hmm. to get everything taken care of. Nobody talks about how expensive it is either. Like in movies, it's like this lavish funeral and they're all like dressed and somber.
How expensive is it? I've never had to bury anybody.
Well, a cremation is, I paid like $2,500 to have someone cremated.
That's crazy expensive.
Yeah. So
can
nobody
you do
talks
that
about
yourself
that.
Though in like your backyard or something?
No.
Like you build a little like fire
no,
pit and lay them over? Now,
no.
I tell my wife all the time that I want to be buried Viking style. Do you know the legality issues on that? Like, can she just build me a wooden raft, throw me on the raft, hire
illegal.
An archer? Is it really illegal? It doesn't seem like it should be illegal.
That's
like the archer has a fire arrow and shoots it through the air.
That's how my husband has his for... when he does.
See, what do we have to, what documents do I need to do? We're going to take this on a little bit of a tangent. If you at home want to be buried Viking style, then Steph here has everything you need to know,
no,
apparently,
I don't.
To tell you all the ups and downs and legalities for it.
It's very not legal. You have to do like a lot of stuff, right? Yeah, like it. See, shaking his head, yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk after the show and I'm going to get this figured out because that's how I want to go out.
Make a tweet about it. You'll
I don't do that.
It.
Nate does that.
Oh, Nate.
I can't be trusted on the social medias by myself.
Oh,
Nate will not allow that yet. Keeps me on short leash because you don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, stop playing your porn games on the time. Come on.
I get that.
I wish that was the problem.
Okay, so maybe movies gloss that over because it's such a hard time dealing with that. Like someone you know or care about died and you're kind of not in the right mindset,
but no.
You know, unless you're like a weirdo.
No, that's no. But see, the thing is that first of all.
I can tell you were getting worked up.
Yes.
Like the rage is building.
Because when it happens, you don't know anything. And then mm-hmm. you're like at the mercy of like the funeral homes and everyone else around
Ooh,
you. You're
okay.
at the mercy of not knowing your options and choices. And then no one ever tells you, your loved one just died. How about 3 hours later, you get a call from an organ donation facility if you want to donate their organs. Like, I'm sorry, I'm still crying. But please go ahead and ask me if you want my family members' kidneys for fun.
So if not I already have fun, it on my card, do they still call and ask? Because I thought they just assume. They're like, oh, fuck, don't even try to save this guy. Fucking cut him open like a tauntaun and let's start ripping shit out.
I think they have to ask your family.
Oh, even if you have it on your card?
Pretty sure.
These are facts. Facts, everyone.
I mean, I didn't say facts. I said pretty sure.
Nope, guaranteed. Okay. Steph just locked
Stephanie's
it in.
Facts? Facts. 100%. Don't check them. You're welcome. Yeah, but nobody tells you.
Right.
So you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
Do you feel like funeral homes, because they're like always creepy and stuff, from mortuaries and things like that, that take care of the dead bodies. Do you think they like prey on these people and like rake them over the coals? And like, is that what you're really saying here? Is that they're out there robbing people? Yes.
No, but
you heard it here first, folks.
It depends. Okay. Like the experience I had, they were like nice, but everyone in that town knows each other.
Oh, okay.
So it's like,
I get that.
I knew your great Grammy and your peepaw. Like, I knew all them people. So I'm so sorry for your loss.
Right.
But then also, here's a bill for $2,500.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that would suck.
It's like me. But sometimes they text you and it's nice.
The dead body?
No.
Oh.
Nobody. No, the funeral home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. sorry.
My eyes starting to twitch. Don't worry about it.
Oh my god! Sorry.
No, the funeral homes. They're like, "Are you doing okay this holiday season?
That is
here's
nice.
Some resources." So like, it just depends.
Or is it like an automated response?
No, it's like a real person, because it's like a random phone number
from your from a small town, so they know you.
But maybe in right now, like people probably like with COVID and like the pandemic, they're probably like, "What the fuck? I don't know any of this."
Right.
So I feel like people would benefit from knowing the hard truth. Versus like glossing over it.
I get that.
And that's what I think.
No, so, I totally get that. Facts. And to add to yours of things they don't talk about, did you know if a person is too fat that they can't burn them in the
oven?
They
charge you more.
That's crazy to me. So stay fit out there, folks. Like, you don't want to be charged, your loved ones to be charged more just to be cremated, you know? And then you have to dig a bigger hole if you just want to be put into the ground.
Buy a bigger casket.
Yeah, it's nonstop. Or you have to get the XXL. Nobody wants to pay for the XXL of mahogany.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah. You know? God, I totally get that.
That's why I keep asking my husband, like, should we find like a burial plot now? Should we do that and save our children?
There's something like so relaxing about going to the cemetery, though. And like, isn't it nice?
No.
Oh.
Relaxing.
I really like
what,
it.
You spooky bitch.
No, my God. No, it's like nice and quiet, you know? Like, we went with my mother-in-law. She wanted to go buy a plot. No, she wanted to go buy a plot. And I was like, usually I don't like to go shopping, but for that, I was sign me up today. Like, let's go check it out. And we went like two different graveyards, and it was really nice, and I loved it. It was the best day shopping with my mother-in-law. She doesn't watch this show. It's fine.
So is that like a thing with your mother-in-law? Are you a little resentful or...
No, I just wanted to be helpful, and it was fun, you know? To, like, keep this going, though, because I can get really dark. Have you ever seen a dead body?
Yes, I have.
It's the craziest thing, right?
It's not enjoyable, no.
Well, when I did it, it wasn't anybody I knew. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, he electrocuted himself, and, like, it caught a big old fire and stuff, so we had to go out there and show up. And he looked like a mannequin, and it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
They don't look like people.
Right?
No.
I don't know. Do you think, like, TV desensitizes you from, like, stuff like that? Like, do you think, like, if I saw an electrocuted body in the 1600s, I'd be like, it's a witch, and, like, it would scar me for life? Or, like, because I've seen so much random shit from all the stuff that were forced into our eyeballs and into our brains, like, they, like, calmed it down for
me,
you know?
But I feel like that depends. Like, if you're, like, somewhat, like, a social worker and or a case manager, and you went to, like, check on, like, one of your people, and you go to their front door and you see their windows are, like, engulfed with flies, and you're like, oh, shit. And then you open the door and, like, they're decayed. I think, like, nobody's prepared for that. Like,
is it just the smell, you think? Because I think the smell, like, I don't do good with smells.
Probably a lot.
You think
there's a lot of flies? I mean, can't imagine it's good on the eyes.
I know this is another tangent, but would you ever buy a haunted house?
No, I don't let. So here's the thing: if I hear any sort of paranormal things in the house, I say, if you ain't paying rent, you can get out.
Okay, I get that.
That's the thing. Like, I'm not going to house some free spirit. Like, come on.
No, I see that.
Right?
See
like,
that.
Why am I going to pay for some ghost to turn my lights on and off?
What if he's helpful, though, in some way? Like, all of a sudden, like, you're minding your own business, like, washing your hair in the shower. And then all of a sudden, in the mirror, you see, like, next week's winning lotto numbers, like, side in there.
So that's different. They are paying then. They're contributing.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. Yeah. So just not a freeloader ghost.
Yeah,
he's
no.
Not
no
cool
freeloaders.
With that.
No, like, leaking black sludge from the ceiling. None of that.
Okay. I get that. Yeah. Okay. I think we stayed on this for way too long. Like, Nate's actually behind the camera, everybody, and he's giving me the eyeballs, like, fucking move it along. Move it along. He's not liking what he's seeing.
Yeah, sorry.
So we'll move on to the next subject, which is, like, I talk about, like, the desensitized thing. We can, like, roll into that. Like, things the internet has killed. And everything's so instant and now, and, like, you don't even need real friends anymore. So, like, one of the things that I miss are, like, real arcades. So even me being born in 88, like, the arcade era was really dying by the time it got to the 90s. But still, in my little small dinky town that I was born in, or not born, but grew up in, we still had arcades in every single casino. And yes, and my parents had a casino problem. Mom and Dad, I know you're watching, and we all know it's true. So, like, they would go gamble, and then we'd go upstairs or whatever to the arcade, and then I would burn through probably like $20 in no time.
You had money? They gave you money?
Yes, so they could gamble. I know. Now, the kicker is, after that, I would run out, and then I'd go down there and bother them, and they're like, well, too bad. Get back up there and deal with it. So I started opening the door for the elderly people as they're coming in and out, and it was back before, like, all the machines were just dollars or the little voucher things. Like, they still had buckets of quarters, and they're like, oh, here you go, Sonny. Like, give me a handful of quarters. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Put it in my pocket. And then I just open and close doors for old people.
Scamming.
Yeah, but no, I was being a gentleman, Steph. Yeah. You don't get it. Yeah, you don't know what it's like being a gentleman.
Scamming gentlemen.
But so the real... I miss that arcade. Like, I have a 9-year-old son. He is a nerd by all means, and I love him, and he's super handsome, but he is a nerd, and he wishes, like, because we just got done watching a movie called The Wizard. Have you seen that one? It's a 89, I think it was made in. No? Well, like, he takes his brother, and then they go on, like, an excursion through the United States, and they end up in California at a video game tournament. But on the way, they're, like, training in arcades, and, like, they're scamming people. Like, hey, I bet my 6-year-old brother can beat you at this game, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's all, like, the super cool graphics and everything. Yep. It's like Pong, like, boop, 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 boop. And he's, like, crushing people, you know? And then they take their money. But Corbin loved that movie so much, and he's like, I want to go to the arcade. And now it's become a thing where, like, I have to go out of my way to try to find an arcade. I think there's one at the mall, but with the way
there's
things
one
are going,
on Fourth.
But that's so far away from where I live. Like, I want an arcade down the street from where I live. I live in BFE. It doesn't make sense. But I miss that kind of things. I think the internet's killing that. Like, to get your, like, your social need from other people and everything. Like, you don't need to actually communicate with people anymore. Like, you can just throw on a headset and be like, hey, I have real friends. Like, but you don't know if that's your real friend. You could be like, hey, that's my friend Tom, when actually it's like a big old lady, you know, named Becky, and she'll never tell you that. And then, like, you acquire a friendship and all this stuff, and she doesn't want to tell you who she really is. She's catfishing you. That's my biggest fear in life. Like, what if I get catfished?
Is that what you think about
all the time when we talk about this subject right here? My I know you're new and we just met, but, like, my brain works like a radio station dial, but it never stops spinning. You're just spinning and cycling through channels, and that's how I work. So I think this really equates to, I'm afraid of being catfished. Thoughts?
Well.
Have you ever been catfished?
Have I?
Have you?
Have I? I don't think so, but I wouldn't know.
Oh my god, it just got deep.
I don't think I have.
You don't know.
At least not memorably anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It wasn't like 400-pound Becky pretending to be Dale or something.
I get that.
Yeah.
So we'll move on from my arcades.
Wait, but I like that though.
You think I should come back?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I mean, like, not as Dave and Buster-y, more like fun.
Like traditional arcade, like you see in all the 80s movies, like there's the fat guy with the mullet, you know, and the Diet Coke sitting there, right?
He's like, somebody comes up, puts their quarter there, like, I'm playing the next game, and they're like, ugh.
Right? Mm-hmm. That was like one of my favorite episodes of Bob Burgers, the one where they're in the arcade and he's high on pain pills all the time and he's got the hand things on and he's paying the burger boss. Like, that was one of my favorite episodes.
That's great.
I watch that all the time.
Okay,
so now you brought up for things the internet has killed.
Yeah, I think that, like, people talk about this already, so like, it's not that crazy or new or anything about, like, arcades. But YouTube and streaming services killing cable. What about the old people? You know, like older people have cable.
Do they still?
I mean, old people that I know, like the old, like old.
Do you like spend time at the old folks' home and stuff?
I should.
You really should. You're a terrible human being. You should really get out there.
I know. You should too. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? No, I mean, like, think about it. So we have, like, YouTube and we have, like, Hulu, Netflix, all these, like, streaming services.
Right.
But, like, my fond memories are sitting with my grandma watching, like, Wheel of Fortune at 9 o'clock at night. Ooh. And, like what else? Price is Right?
Yes,
in the morning, Price is Right.
Like you'd stay home sick from school and, like, yes, Price is Right is on. And you're like, ooh, like, I bet I could be on this show someday.
Yeah, and the other day I saw a commercial for Dancing with the Stars on, like, whatever cable.
Oh, yeah, old people eat that shit up.
Yeah, but it's good for them.
I get that.
Don't you think that's good? Because if they're in a home or they're alone,
right,
they have that noise.
Ooh.
Like, people are talking.
Right, they're not alone.
Their grandkids never call them.
Now I feel really bad. Like, I feel like I should call my grandma.
Well, if you feel bad, that's on you. I mean, I never said anyone specifically. I just said their grandkids never comment.
You know, like,
I think it's important right now, especially, too. Like,
right, with these times.
So alone.
Right. They need the Price is Right. And they need, yeah, oh, my God. Need that. And they can't even watch Jeopardy anymore.
Good Morning Today, whatever it is. Their morning shows, the news.
Wait, with, like, Al Roker? Wait, it's been so long since I watched cable TV. I don't even know who's on these shows anymore.
Either. They're the same people. Just like,
are you sure?
They're like the different names, but they're really the same people.
Like, you know, Regis Philbin's still alive, but he just, like, changed his identity.
Yeah,
like,
it's just the younger version.
Right,
they switched out bodies.
Right,
yeah.
Like, Beegis Kilman, and they're like, oh yeah, looks just like him. He's like, wow.
The voice is very similar.
Right.
They don't know.
I get that.
They just see the color and they're
no,
like, cool.
I get that.
Yeah.
I think that is something you miss out because, like, now it's so, like, direct, you know, like, oh, I want to watch this. Boom. Instant gratification. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, like, I wanted to watch Eureka's Castle and my grandma would make me a bologna sandwich when I stayed home from school, you know? And then, like, so I got to sit there and watch through all the commercials and then they're slinging shit on Nickelodeon, all the things that I want. And they're like, look at this gack. Wow. And then, like, look at this wacky waving flail, warm flailing tube man, you know?
Ren and,
like,
Stimpy on it too.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then now you got to sit through all that. And now I got a list now of all the fucking things that I want to buy and nobody's going to buy them for me.
No.
And then, but then we got back to Eureka's Castle and it was awesome. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, it was good.
See, it's good times.
That is good memories.
People, right?
But do you think that's where it should stay as memories? Like, everything's like pushing forward. Like, do you want to hold back?
No, I love my streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sad for old people.
Oh, I get that.
You know, like, because they're paying so much for it too.
Are they?
Isn't it? Like, it's really expensive, like $250 plus what, channels.
Don't
like
you think these people
something?
Are just, like, they don't even have bunny ears anymore. Like, that's not even a real thing. But, like, do you think they're just watching the free TV? What's on the free TV? Like, Spanish soap operas? Like, por qué?
It's only, like, two channels, yeah. Like,
right.
Usually, like, one channel is just ads.
Ooh, I bet they love that.
The infomercial
yeah.
ads? Yeah, maybe if they don't have no money.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever seen Requiem for a Dream, I think it's called?
Maybe.
Sounds
familiar.
It's the one with... what's his name? Jared Leto. And he gets his arm cut off because he's addicted to age.
No.
And then, oh, okay. Oh, so in that one, his mom, he leaves her alone. And it's like, it goes to what you're talking about. He leaves her alone, you know, and like he goes and does his drugs or whatever.
Oh.
And then she like is like, oh man, I'm getting fat. So she signs up for these fat burning pills. And it turns out they're like bad hallucinogens and they're like fucking
they
up
like
with
Coke?
Their brain. Now I have no idea what they are, but they're messing up her brain. At one point, the fridge starts talking to her and everything.
Whoa.
And she's like losing her mind and she's like watching the TV and thinks she's on the TV and it's like the saddest thing
her.
Ever, right?
Oh, yeah.
No,
sad.
It's terribly
okay,
sad.
Sad. Yes.
But like, that's the thing I think about with old people. I'm like, they're probably just crazy. Like, just let them watch their
oh,
Bob Barkers and stuff.
Oh my God. QVC.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
let them watch that.
One of my grandmas was one of those old people that watch QVC.
Did she buy anything
she,
from it?
Yes.
No
but
way.
But subscriptions. They can buy subscriptions of products like makeup and things. And, oh my God, she passed away and she would still get her subscriptions at
that's
the fucking
scary.
House.
That's haunted.
So my poor mother had to call and be like, stop sending them. She's dead.
And they're like, we're going to need identification for you to cancel this. We're like, we're going to need a picture of the deceased holding today's
on the
newspaper.
Account, ma'am. We need,
right.
the, we need POA. We need medical power. Like, yeah.
Right.
Crazy.
Just to cancel a makeup subscription.
Yeah.
Thanks, QVC, for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, seriously, though, if you want to sponsor Nat One Presents, now would be the good time.
Change our mind. Change our mind about
yeah,
QVC.
Prove us wrong about you, QVC.
Prove us wrong. Prove us wrong you're not robots. Prove us wrong you're not reptilian people inside human skin scamming old people.
Yeah, QVC. Mm-hmm. Prove that.
Didn't
think you could.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing good. Okay, so let's just change gears because the paper has us changing gears
yeah.
and I have no good way to transition that. So fuck it. We're just going to transition. Deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so things that ruin stuff for other people.
Everything we talk about.
My biggest complaint is spouses. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Megan, who ruin like moments from your childhood. Mine specifically is a childhood movie. Fuck you, Megan. And it's called Robot Jocks.
You heard it first?
Yeah, lock it in. You heard it. And it's Robot Jocks. And you know what you did, but I'm going to explain it to everybody else. So Robot Jocks, I watched it probably, no joke, at least 500 times I've seen this movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. If it was on VGHS and like, or VHS and the tape broke, I played it so many times. Mm. That's actual thing. It can happen. Mm-hmm. And so I finally got it on DVD and I loved it. I show nobody this movie because I'm scared now after what fucking Megan did to me, where she's watching this sweet action scene and like, it's a dude fighting a chick. It's whatever. And she's like, hey, that chick has a mustache. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, so I pause it and rewind it. And sure as shit, the stunt double they used for the chick has a mustache.
No.
A big old dick broom right there. On the, yeah, right on the lips.
It was
lips.
A man?
Yeah, it was a man. Wow. Unless the woman had a thick, burly mustache, wow, like Tom Selleck or something. Mustache.
And she told you.
Yeah, she pointed it out. I've never noticed it. The 499.
Was it like a quick turn too, like the stunt double? And then it was like in the caterpillar, yes, was in the frame.
It was like one fight scene and they do a flip or something.
Oh,
and then like,
no,
she made me pause it and go back, and a big old fucking mustache on this chick. It wasn't even a chick anymore. It was a dude stunt double and ruined it. It ruined the whole movie.
You should write the production company.
Well, I'm sure they went out of business. It wasn't a very popular movie, but it's, you know, it's my childhood, you know, and she ruined it.
Why did it get ruined from that?
Because now that's all I can see. Yeah, it takes me right out of it. Because, like, that's not a lady. Like, now, anytime we watch it, we get to that point, I try to leave and, like, not watch that. Or if it's on, I just point it out right. I'm like, oh, look, Megan, look, there's the fucking mustache. Are you glad you did that?
So you've watched it since?
Well, yeah, it's still my favorite movie. Okay. It has a really good storyline.
How often do you watch it?
Not as often now, but before Corvin came along. So like 9 years ago, I'd watch it at least once a month. Just
so
to
do
stay
you think
fresh on it.
When, like, has he seen it?
I think he watched it one time and he liked the fact that they battle over territories for things like lumber and oil. And
it's
after
like
that, yes. And after that, he left. He was uninterested in robot battles.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
It was like a double whammy then, huh?
Yeah, it broke my heart twice over.
Oh,
and then I'm pretty sure he came back at one point and he's like, hey, that chick's got a mustache. I'm like, you piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Dad, that chick had
right,
a mustache.
Right. He's like, I've seen it the first time I watched it. How could you not see it? It made me, he always makes me feel like an idiot. It's no
Isn't that
difference.
Like a kid's job, though?
Especially his job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's kids' jobs.
But like, has anything ever happened to you where like a significant other or a friend, like you're trying to open up your heart and show them a piece of you, you know, and then they blatantly just fucking shit on it and crush it into the ground where it's not enjoyable anymore?
Probably a lot.
Right.
But like my thing is like, I'm going to put that away and never think of it
again.
Yeah.
And just bury it down?
Yeah, bury it deep down.
Oh, I should have done that with the Robot Jocks.
But the thing is, I don't remember. So it doesn't hurt.
Oh.
No.
See, my memory's sharp, especially when someone like hurts me. Megan.
I'm bitter. Like, I'm told. Yeah, see, like, I'll be bitter
right?
about things. But like, whatever, fuck it. Too at the same time.
I
Does
get
that make sense?
No, I You're totally like, get yeah. that. But like, mm-hmm. still in the back of your head, you have that resentment for some reason.
It'll pop up.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'll remember probably later today. And I'll text Nate and be like, he fucking said this to me.
Right.
I'll remember.
And like, that was like 4 years ago and
yeah.
still remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Like, how dare my significant other like other people before me?
Yeah.
First of all,
rude.
We're going to start. Yeah. What the fuck?
So rude.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll remember.
Right.
But right now,
it's whatever. Yeah. You got a lot going on. There's shiny lights on your face and a microphone. And
yeah.
It's hard to think straight right now. Like, I can barely do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, what was one you brought up for this?
Oh.
For things that ruin stuff for other people.
I don't know if, like, it ruins stuff for other people, but I've always wondered, like, remember when rage quitting was, like, really popular?
Yes. I watched
I loved it.
Was it QWORP one? The Quorp game where, like, you have to run and use the legs? It was on that Rooster Teeth channel.
Yeah, Michael would play it or whatever,
oh, okay.
And, like, he'd scream all the time, and, like, mm-hmm. I really liked it. But now if I watch it, I'd be like, why?
Right. Why are you so upset?
Why are you so angry?
Right.
What's wrong?
No, I totally understand that because I get upset. Like when Fortnite first came out, I was like playing that a lot on PC. Like, hey, I admit it, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But like, I was getting like the sweaty palms and shit when I got down to like the final five people. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. You know, like, it's just a fucking game. But I'm like,
but you get mad and like scream.
Oh, yeah. As soon as like a guy hiding in a bush sniped me, I threw my controller on the ground. I was like, fuck this game. Fuck you. Fuck everyone around here. Like, the dog came in, you know, and I'm like, fuck you. And like pushed him down. I pushed the dog down.
Oh, buddy,
and then
no.
he like got up and looked at me like, oh my God, what's going on? I'm like, don't you get up. And I pushed him down again, you know?
Wow.
But I definitely.
Why did we like watching people do that? Like, people still do it, right? There's like this really popular guy who does it still, and he like gets all fucking pissed off.
Is there?
I think so. He's got like blue hair or something. I don't know what his name is. I saw a meme about it.
The blue haired guy, I think, is that ninja guy, right? Speaking of Fortnite.
No.
Always looking for sponsors.
Always looking for sponsors. This dress is from Dolls Kill.
Mm-hmm.
You want to sponsor me?
Always looking out there.
Thanks,
looking
buddy.
Out there.
I like the texture.
Nate knows a lot about dresses.
Yes, he does, right? Anyway.
Probably not.
But why did we like watching those people?
I don't know.
Because now when I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, that's so cringy. Like, why did I like seeing this man get sweaty and like scream at a screen? Right. And he wasn't even, like, Michael, I don't think, even recorded himself back then when he did them. So, but
was it the idea that it was like real? You know, like,
he was real angry.
Right. Like, this guy's really upset and he's actually showing emotion. Like,
we wanted something real.
Right.
We didn't want to be glossed over. We wanted to see some real shit.
Right. And it just so happened the rage was the real thing. And then, like, it got to a point where, like, okay, nobody's that upset. Like, the guy who was upset that his dad threw away or deleted his Warcraft account or something, and they took his remote and shoved it in his butt or whatever.
Whoa,
like, nobody was that upset. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen it.
Damn.
Yeah, like, nobody's that upset.
Was he upset or just frustrated?
No, he was, like, raging, supposedly, but nobody's that upset where he's, like, banging a bed and then he grabs a remote and he's like, ah, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I would not
nobody's know. That upset.
Something,
or at least
right
I've
there.
Never been.
Something's
upset.
Not right there. No, I don't think that. Mm-mm.
So now I think it's getting like too played out. You know, like, people are raging on purpose because it's funny or whatever, and now it's kind of like dying down, right?
So is that gonna happen with like unboxing videos?
I don't know. There's something about opening up a box. Like, that's ingrained in childhood. You know, like Christmas. You know, you wake up and like, oh,
so
what's
that'll
in the box?
Never die. But rage quitting, it's dead.
Or like the movie Seven. You know, what's in the box? You know, everybody always wants to know what's in the box.
Yeah,
that was a good movie. You didn't like that movie?
Everyone loves Seven.
Oh, okay, everyone loves Seven. Everyone wants to know what's in the box. So I think that unboxing videos are here to stay. Look out for Nat One Presents unboxing videos.
Oh,
Seven
that
edition.
Be our next one.
Where Nate will just scream, "What's in the box? What's in the box?" And then we open it up and we're like, "Oh, we don't know what's in the box."
You should order like random stuff from Amazon and have it sent, and then what you can do is open it.
Oh, we can totally make that a reality if more people would subscribe to our Patreon. It's just a dollar. If you want to see us actually have, right now, they would just be empty boxes. We're not going to lie to you.
But that's also funny. The value is there as well.
Ooh, maybe we should do that and guilt people into our Patreon.
Packing
be like, what's
peanuts?
In this box? Like, oh, it's nothing. It's air because air is free because you haven't been giving us any dollars. And it's just a dollar. Like, get on it. How dare you?
So if they donate, does that take out like 15 cents for using the service?
I don't know how that works. Nate runs all the numbers.
I
am here to smile and wave.
Oh,
kind of like,
yeah.
You know, you're from a small town. Yeah, like the, you know, like the cheerleader queen or whatever is on the back of the car. And she's like smiling and waving. Like, that's me. That's what I bring to Nat One. Like, I bring pregnancy scares and good times all around and cheers to Nat One Presents.
We don't have time to unpack all of that. But that's good to know.
That'll come in the unboxing video. We'll unpack all
It'll
of that.
It'll be unboxed the pregnancy test.
Like, ooh, digital. It's nice. Okay. Hold on. Okay. I lost train of thought being the queen bee.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, last category of the day.
Yes.
Things that are lame, but shouldn't be. Okay. And the first one I brought up are bad superpowers. I want to see more. Like, the X-Men universe, like, all we see really are people with cool, awesome powers, right?
But don't they get the vaccine or whatever it is, or they just die?
Why are we gonna be plugging the vaccine right now? These are trying times here in
Didn't
2021.
They get a vaccine
and I don't
want to
be, I don't even want to talk about a vaccine right now. This is a non-political channel stuff, and you're gonna bring up politics on Nat One Presents? We're not, we were talking about mutants.
Yeah. I'm sorry, buddy. Did
it's
that
okay.
trigger you?
A little bit. A little bit. So it's okay.
Okay, well, no one's going to hold you down and make you take it, okay?
It's not what I've been told.
Oh. Is that a reliable news source?
Who really is? No, we're not going to go off on this tangent. You're not going to lure me off into this tangent. we're sticking to superpowers.
Go ahead.
The bad ones.
Yeah, go okay. ahead.
Now, do you watch the episode of, it was a Family Guy one, where everybody got super cool superpowers except for Meg?
What was her power?
Her power was to grow her nails long.
I think I did see that.
Okay, she's like, shh, and they're like, oh, what a dumb power. And but then she scratches Logan. Someone. That's he's like, ah. Yeah. Well, he has like bone claws that come out, and then they've been covered with adamantium. But yeah. like hers were just her fingernails got long.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's lame.
Have you seen the women who have their nails like super long like that?
Yeah, and they get like all twisty thing. And stuff. That's disgusting. Oh, yeah. Like, think how dirty, like how, like, I don't mean to get extremely graphic, audience, but some like, how
nails.
Are you going to the bathroom with nails like that? Like, it doesn't even make sense.
They
like,
got a bidet.
You think, how do they twist it? Like, because like I have
it's probably
one.
Just a button they use their little
no I have
knuckle.
One it's a little twisty knob you no, know like do, you just use your knuckles like so we've de-evolved yeah, because you want foot long twisty curly nails yeah. that you're no longer using like that much of your fingertip mm-hmm. you're just going to use your knuckles like an ape person
well, yeah
hold on yeah. I'm gonna try to roll a dice it works but it's terrible
you're it's 20
god damn it
So what do you mean? It's perfect.
No, it's awful. I don't.
Twisty nails.
Okay, how are they
going to
make a, how are they going to make a sandwich? They're like their fingers are all curled up.
They have somebody do it for them. They're famous. Duh.
No, I've seen just normal people with nails like that. And
they're
it's
not
awful.
Normal.
And they're all dirty and
no,
yellow.
They're not normal
and who knows
people.
What kind of stuff.
They're
is
not
in
normal. People.
How do we get on this from superpowers? is what I want to know.
well, you're talking about X-Men,
right? Yeah. No. Okay, so the thing is,
we have a good time,
right? It's just a dollar. Fucking get it. So bad superpowers. I want to see more of it. Everybody has a cool power, and I want to see in movies and stuff like the more lame power people. Like, have you ever watched, God dang, what was it called? Was it Superhero High School? Is a Disney movie?
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm talking about? He knows what I'm talking about. So, oh, yeah. You know what? Put him in the fucking seat. What are we doing here, Steph?
I was going to talk about My Hero Academia and like the people have. Their powers, but
oh, that's okay. But we're gonna—I'm gonna talk about that one because I know that one better. Okay. So there's a kid who just glows.
Wow.
You know, come stay with me.
It's like Bob's Burgers. He's like the glow worm thing.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's all he does is he just glows. And there's another kid who just turns into a puddle. Like uh-huh. I want more of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you?
I could vibe with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts?
What would be your lame ideas? Power?
Oh, if I had, I guarantee it with how my life is. If everyone all of a sudden got powers, mine would be the fucking lamest power ever imaginable. I don't know, like long fluttery eyelashes, probably. Like my eyelashes would just grow out.
Could
like,
you fly?
No, I wouldn't even be able to fly.
It would just hinder
I would just
vision.
Make a slight breeze on like sweaty people's necks, you know? They'd be like, oh, where's Nate at? And be like, oh my God, here I am.
Yeah.
And like, that's all it would do. And they'd
you
be like,
you could work on
oh.
like a studio set, like fanning
Right,
people.
And that would be yeah. my only job. They'd be like, oh, what a gentle reprieve from the hot
lights.
Air in here. Yeah. Be like, thank God for that guy. And I'd be like, just doing my job, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that. I would love...
What do you...
I wish we had super powers.
Oh, if you... It doesn't have to be a shitty power, but if you had to have a superpower, what would it be? Because I can tell you right now while you're thinking
something
about it...
Something earth-shattering.
Right?
Like something awful.
Like bad?
Yeah, I'd probably be a villain. Oh, absolutely. I'd be a villain.
Like guaranteed?
There'd be
it?
Chaos, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like... I don't know. Like something like invisibility or super strength. I would just use it for evil.
You think?
Chaotic evil.
You want like something that basic though? Like really think about it. Like you could have the most advanced superpower. Like it can be in depth and you can write like 6 paragraphs about it. What would it be? Because right now I'll tell you that mine is like, I want to be able to control electricity. All electricity, want to be able to control it. That means I have the ability to control people as well because of the electrical impulses in your brain. Like I've thought about this for a long time and it's not because I work with electricity all day, every day, because we all know how I feel about my job, right, folks at home? But it makes me think, like, if you can control that all the time, like, if I could just, out of the light socket right now, like, boom, absorb into my hand, yeah, and then just shoot it out, like,
damn.
Fucking on Avatar Last Airbender, like, I'm redirecting it, you know, like, boom, boom, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I would either want, like, waterbending, like, how, like, superpower, like, that, like, where I could bloodbend, which is, like,
yes,
sick,
I say that all the time.
But, like, also, like, for survival, would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, yeah, like, what is it when you can move stuff with your mind and like control?
Telekinesis.
Yeah, I would want that.
Right. Ooh, that would be cool.
Because you know what's like, what's really powerful to see in like, you know, in Star Wars and stuff when they like force lift and then they crush something.
Like if you
play
the games, like the move called like, force crush. Yeah. They just lift people up and then just crush their body in it. Yeah.
That says something. That's a
Ooh,
statement.
That would say, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I could see that. Like, if you're just in a mall or something and you feel like you want to be like a total Karen, but this time Karen has all the power. Like,
Karen's going to take that mannequin and she's going to crush it so she can speak to that manager.
Oh, I was going to say she crushes the manager. She's like, I am the manager. See, maybe, this is where we get a little bit different.
Maybe I would be like chaotic good.
Oh, okay. Not necessarily not all the way evil.
I don't think I'd be evil. Chaotic good, because like I want to cause chaos, but like I don't want to just like hurt people to hurt people.
You don't think?
No. Because maybe bad people.
Because if you're that powerful, do you think you would be like the blue guy in Watchmen? It was Dr. Manhattan. And like, you're just so powerful that everybody else is just ants. You know, like if someone's in your way, you're like, you know what? Snap your fingers. The guy just explodes into a mist. But would it really bother you anymore? Or like that movie but Lucy with Scarlett Johansson or whatever?
You lack empathy though.
But yeah. But do you feel bad stepping on an ant?
Sometimes.
Do you really?
Not when they bite me, but yeah, sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, little buddy. I stepped on a snail once because I wasn't looking. And
oh,
I
my
cried.
God, you monster.
Yeah, see, what's the difference between a snail and ant then?
Well, French.
Oh, see? Oh, things change.
French people
things.
Eat snails.
But I accidentally stepped on one and I didn't boil it and eat it.
You know, I'm not seeing a difference.
Okay. So French people are bad. That's okay. What he just said.
Well, nobody in France watches our show.
But,
but seriously, bonjour, Patreon, $1 American. There you go.
Oui.
Okay, so.
Baguette.
Okay, next.
I brought croissants, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
God, are they good?
Yeah, from Costco.
Oh, those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay, next step, number eight here on our list, astrology. You brought this one to the table.
Yes. I love astrology because I love the stupid shit. It lets me like get away with like, well, I'm a Pisces, so it just means I'm a sad bitch and I'm really emotional. So I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm that way. Mm-hmm. But then like, I can't, where do you learn? Where do you learn these things? Like, where do you learn that your planet is this and your sign is like your night sign or whatever it's called? Like, I just can't get into that.
Right. Like the roots behind it.
Yeah.
Like I love it. Was it from like the Celtic witches back in the day who were looking up at the stars and be like,
yeah.
Oh, well, that's obviously aligned with that. So that makes you an asshole. And they're like, yep.
All that Virgos guy's an look asshole. Like this.
Right.
I mean, that's trending right now, like on TikTok. Right?
I can totally see that. Yeah. And they're like, oh man, why is this guy such a jerk? And be like, well, one old lady who's kind of crazy already is like, well, what month was he born? You know?
And you
like,
believe her because right. you want a reason.
Right.
You want that.
And then they tell you the month and they're like, oh no, that doesn't add up. Mm. What week in that month were they born?
What is a rising size?
Right.
What time
was there
were
a crow cawing when they were born? Like, let's all add this all together. Why that person equals
let's
an
throw
asshole.
The bones.
Right.
And we'll see what lands.
Because I use
it
that.
Sticks, it's good.
Right. I use that all the time because I'm an Aries. So, like, I guess you could say, like, strong-willed or whatever, a jerk, arrogant. Mm-hmm. I totally have all of those, you know, within me. Mm-hmm. So, like, I get it. I use it. Like, some people judge me for it. Like, I like to do tarot cards because it's just
yes.
fun, right?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I love looking at them.
Yeah. Right? They're really cool. Like, something, the hangman stuff. Like, yeah, it's all really cool
hold
stuff.
Hold a card.
Right?
Look I guess at that's it. Me today. Death? Not today.
You sure? Because death can mean different things. Like, it can mean like...
What does it mean if you pull it upside down?
Do you play with the reverse tarot? Because, like, I've always been told you don't play with the reverse tarot. Like, you always... Like, the card is just the card.
See, because I don't know.
They have so many options already. There you go.
There's right. just so much.
Like, the old school readers or whatever don't do the reversed because there are already so many options. So, the card is just the card. It is what it is.
Okay, so death.
Right. So, that's like... death's not necessarily bad. It's the cycle. You know, like it could also mean rebirth, you know, things
beautiful.
Like that coming up. It's all about how you take it. So I always look at things as glass half empty because I'm not a positive person. So when I get the death card, I'm like, that's it. Someone's dying. And I look at the dog and I'm like, I hope it's you.
Why do you hate your dog so much? You're pushing him down and he's like, please, dad, stop. What's going on here?
I love my dog.
Yeah.
If you're watching Pickles, I hate you.
Yeah.
No. Don't worry, dogs can't be patrons, so I don't really care.
So you commit to astrology? You're all about it?
I like the idea of it, like you said, but I'm not going to really get into it like a weirdo. Like, I'm not going to have crystals.
I want to be a cottagecore girl and like have all my little crystals and like live in nowhere and just,
right?
just little fairies.
Have them like wrapped with silver and then like yeah. that's going to contain the spirit because like mm-hmm. if you read up on that, like quartz contains or can hold spirit energy like a battery. And then if you use silver around it, it acts as a superconductor to bring in more spirits into the quartz. Like, yeah.
That sounds dangerous.
You think?
I don't want a lot of ghosts in my house.
Like, what if you get Jack the Ripper or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm really interested. I'm probably going to go home and make me one of these ghost batteries now, because that sounds like a good time.
I remember watching this really late thing of a ghost hunter, and they, you know what they used for their reading? They're like to hear it. It was like an iPad. It was like some iPad program. And I was like, right. Damn, you have a show?
Because I got I got that before too, where they're like, hey, you want to go ghost hunting with us? And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I do. That sounds like a great, time. Yeah, we're doing okay. Yeah. God, way to ruin my story. No, like that sounds
I want to listen to this.
Like that sounds like a great time, you know? And then all of a sudden they're like, this is what I use. And they pulled up their iPhone and they're like, it's just an app on the iPhone. I'm like, you just killed it. Like I was all excited.
Why did I come out here?
Right. Yeah. Like I thought you were going to have some contraption that you made from a wooden box with wires sticking out of it and like a dead person inside of it, you know?
It's no phasmophobia.
What else we got?
Steampunk.
Steampunk. I love steampunk. I absolutely love it. Like, it's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. Mm. Like, it's up there.
Okay.
Like, what do you know steampunk?
Yeah, the little glasses, goggles.
See, that's what everybody says it is, because that's what is available at Target.
Like a cool machinery thing, like Legend of Korra, right?
Yes. Where,
like, everything's all steampunk.
Yes, and powered by steam and super cool, and now everyone's dialing it down. It is cool. It's awesome. I love it. But then when you can go to Walmart and buy a hat and all the hats come with goggles already on it, it like takes away from it, you know, and it's not fun anymore. Like, I don't like that. And it really pisses me off.
It ruins it for you.
Yes, totally. And it's all plastic and gross. And then like,
yeah, I don't like the cheapness of it.
Right.
Like, yeah. The devaluing, but anything that's like successfully interesting gets devalued. Right.
That's true.
Right.
But I miss, like, if this is like becoming so popular and they have all these costumes for it, like, where are the good movies? You know, like, where are the more books? Like, I have a bunch of steampunk books already, but they're actually hard to find good ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if all this stuff is coming like mainstream, as they say, where is it, you know, in like our movies?
Hiding.
Right.
It's on Etsy somewhere.
You think?
There's someone's shop.
Making goggles and shit out there. Probably making more money than Nat One Presents.
Probably. They have patrons paying more dollar.
I know, right? Yeah. For their stupid goggles and top hats and,
but they're real. It's real leather, probably.
You think?
Probably.
I doubt it. Nobody's got real leather. Like, yeah, they don't buy that kind of stuff on Etsy. They want faux leather. They want all vegan stuff on Etsy. Like that's been.
Have you ever been to Renaissance Fair?
I love Renaissance
Fair. They got the real stuff there.
They do. Like, you throw the axes at Renaissance Fair.
The what?
The axe throwing at Renaissance Fair.
I've never done that.
I got a certificate. I'm kind of a big deal. Like, it was one of my shining moment in my life.
Very
because
cool.
Like, I hit the little heart and I'm like, oh, I got a certificate.
Were you wearing your goggles?
No. When we go to Renaissance Fair, me and Corbin wear kilts and that's about it.
Cute.
Yeah.
They match?
Yeah. Matchy, matchy? The same. Yeah.
Matchy matchy. Yeah.
We're super cool.
Very cool.
He's cooler than me. It's whatever. Okay. Last one. Here we go.
Oh,
what are you bringing to the table?
E-girls and OnlyFans.
Okay.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm. Why are you upset? What's up?
I'm not upset. I mean, good for them, but also, God damn it.
Because you wanted to jump in on that first, and now it's like kind of like, oh,
okay. Because I've heard that once you do it, you can't do anything else, right?
I don't know about that.
Once you do that, you can't do anything else. Like, you're not ruined, but like, you can't jump in another industry as a professional.
It's hard.
Yeah, I call shenanigans on that. Because look at like a Kim Kardashian, you know, she has that movie out there and then all of a sudden she's like doing stuff, you know?
I think that's different. I think normal people.
You think?
I think normal people, it's a little different.
I don't know. So you're gonna like, tell me Belle Delphine or whatever isn't going to go out there and get a real job someday?
She doesn't have to.
Well, I know she's selling bathwater, but that's disgusting.
Well, she does hardcore like porn now, right?
I don't know what she
does.
I don't keep up on that. I heard the bathwater story, and I was like, ooh, maybe Nat One Presents.
No, but like, good for her. Like, it's like when you're driving and you see someone jogging on the side of the road because they want to get fit, and you're like, good for them, but also fuck you because you won't, like, you're not going to do it.
Oh, definitely not. Yeah.
But you're like, good for them. That's how like I kind of feel.
Right.
Right. Like, in the same, like, but they use like TikTok, and now everyone like kind of is her ripoff.
Ooh,
not like her
okay.
ripoff, but right. they like look like her.
Right. They all got that like,
yeah,
like the
anime
hair. Because
they
want to
get into that market.
Right.
They want to do it. Creepy. I mean, I would dye my hair pink, but
it's
like.
It's actually probably the same market that watches us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no offense
good for
to
them.
The fans. Yeah.
Good good for them.
We appreciate you guys.
But also,
just a dollar.
Man,
a
do you ever feel like it's just like too much?
You think? I don't there's know, because it's not much... like in your face or anything. Like, there's no like ads on my old. Facebook, like, hey, like, come check out Bella Delphine's new XXX rated video. You know? But
they don't do ads like that anymore. For like, it's just like TikTok videos, and then people are talking about her tweets, and it's just it's kind of like a social marketing almost, right?
So like, everything's like circular. Like, it's just like, you need to do this PG friendly thing, and that'll get you to the X rated stuff, and then back over to the PG.
Yeah.
Right. Get them in young kind of deal. Like,
like how mini they, brands.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that mini brands, like, I love them because I love the little minis. Mm-hmm. It's great. But then also at the same time, like, did they make these so they can indoctrinate children earlier into buying brand only?
Right. I think it's true.
Riddle
like,
huh? Riddle me that.
Yeah. Shenanigans. Like, it would be the same thing as back in the day when they had a cigarette advertisements, and they would all put them low where the kids can see, and be like, oh, look at that camel, he looks like fun.
Yeah,
right, he's having a good time in his leather jacket on his motorcycle. I want to be just like that camel smoking cigarette.
That's what I mean. Like, I told my husband, I was like, so they made toys of their brands to kind of indoctrinate kids, the not in the same instance or severity that, you know, camel did their camel whatever,
right?
Like, to get kids to interested into cigarettes
or like the candy cigarettes,
but we
like
love
that.
Them. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't love cigarettes, but I mean, we love, I used like, mini brands.
Right.
Yeah. Because they're fun.
So much fun.
So, yeah. OnlyFans, good for you. Proud of you. Keep it up. It's a good thing because you don't have to go to a strip club and be, like, a stripper. Right. Like, that's also cool because then you can make a video and then, like, you could have 10,000 people watch it. And that's, like, an hour of your time. Whereas if you go to a strip club, you only see, like, 10, 20 people. Your market is so much bigger now. So, like, right, good for true. You.
Right.
That's lit. You're welcome.
Yes, lit.
Yeah, lit.
The first it's time bright. Somebody said lit on Nat One Presents. Lit.
I'm not even young. I'm old. I don't know why I say those
or
things.
Is it like an old soul kind of deal?
Probably.
I feel that.
I feel like I'm 50.
Oh, I get that too.
I'm going to be watching QVC.
Are you going to buy subscription?
Probably.
I don't judge you.
I don't care if you do.
Okay. So... thanks for coming on to Net One Presents.
Thanks,
I appreciate
buddy.
It. I had a good time.
Yeah, thanks, me too. I hope people liked it.
Because I'm lying I feel like to you. I'm pretty I had a terrible annoying. Fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just joking. Have a horrible
time. That's okay. If you didn't like it, let them know and I'll never come back.
Yeah, in the comments or in the Patreon. Sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah, like, sign up for the Patreon just to say, don't bring this dumb bitch back.
Right. Be like, Steph who? Pff,
bye.
But then seriously, write the comment of you want to know the legality issues of the Viking funeral, because I think we all want
to we'll have
know
to
that.
Research it.
Because Steph is an expert. She said so herself.
Yeah, I'm an expert only because my husband was in the military, and mm-hmm. so they give you the option to do that.
No, they do not, do
yes,
they?
Yes, they do. They give you the option to do that. I don't know if any other person can do that, though.
That is bullshit. I want that as a civilian. I want that.
Buddy.
I missed out on
do
my
your
calling.
Part.
Do my part.
Do your part.
Do my part. I'm done with it. We're done. Thanks for watching. Nat One Presents. We have all the socials. Go to all the socials.
Thank you.
Sign up for the Patreon. It's just a dollar. How
it's just
dare
a dollar.
You?
Hey, do it to say fuck you to me or have me back.
Yeah, there you go.
A dollar. Come on. It's a dollar.
Good job. Way to plug. You do better than me. No. I'm terrible at plugging myself, but seriously.
And Dolls Kill, if you like the way this looks on me. Maybe I'll wear it again.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.